The interview is Mrs. Joyce Murtha, April 8th, 2017, in Richland. So, what were you doing the day of the 1977 flood?
Well, it happened the rain started about 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And so it went from 9 o'clock at night until, it really rained. That's when we got the bulk of the rain, between then and 3 o'clock in the morning. And I remember when I went to bed thinking, it is raining awfully hard. I can't remember being raining this hard. And every time I'd wake up in the middle of the night, it would still be raining hard like that. And but Jack was not home. He was in Washington, because I was back here because of the kids coming home from college in the summer. And he was teaching a class that morning at the Marine Corps base close to there. And so that was when he was notified that Johnstown's flooded. They came and slipped him a note and said, Johnstown's flooded. Well, his first reaction to that was, we get floods all the time. I think the way they worded it, there's flooding in Johnstown or something like that. And he said, we get that all the time. But they kept giving him notes. And finally, he thought, I guess I better check this out. So he went and called and found out that it really was a devastating flood. So then he called the White House and asked if the president would let him have his helicopter so he could get back here in a hurry. And he did. And so he used the president's helicopter with all the communication on it, which nobody else had, because everything was gone. He directed the recovery effort from the airport in the helicopter that had all the equipment. And so I was, when I woke up that morning, I didn't know about the flooding in Johnstown until my daughter and my son, who were taking summer classes, Madonna at IUP and Pat at Penn State, they were both leaving that morning to go for their classes that day. And they turned around and came back because they couldn't get through Johnstown. But they didn't know why. They just kept turning them back because nobody could go through. And that was when I finally learned that Johnstown was actually flooded. Well, Jack got the word and got the helicopter and came back here. But I didn't see him for 4 days and nights because he was up at the airport. And, I take that back. He did come in and get some clothes during the day, one of those days. But just stayed at the airport flying all around and going into areas that were so flooded and to see how bad the damage was. It was dramatic.
So can you tell me a little bit more about what Mr. Murtha did with the government in getting relief assistance for Johnstown?
I don't know, remember now the specifics. I just know that he went back to Washington he didn't want to leave this area, because he just felt like he could do so much here to help it recover. However, we didn't need the federal assistance. And so he did go back for just a couple of days, and because he found there were just some things he had to do there on the spot. He went to the White House, for example. That was one of the things he did. But he also coordinated the state and the National Guard, their resources to help the area recover. So it was more a matter of coordinating all of that, so they weren't each repeating what the other one was doing,
So can you tell me a little bit what it was like in Johnstown a month after the flood?
After the flood? Of course, living in Westmont, I didn't see it firsthand. But you heard a lot of stories and all. The main thing was all communication was down. There was one radio station that was operating. That was it. The TV station, the two TV stations were down, and all the other radio stations were down. So what Jack did was he went on a certain time each day on the one remaining radio station to tell people what was going on and what we were doing to try to get Johnstown back on its feet. And that was the only communication people had as to what's happening through, you know, everything else was rumors. There was no way to know what was true and what wasn't. And you can imagine something this big and devastating, how many rumors there would be that might not be true.
So can you tell me a bit what it was like a year after the flood in Johnstown?
A year after? Well, it made an enormous strides in a year, of course. Mm-hmm. That's when the bulk of the recovery was, that first year. And I think we made amazing progress in that year. It took a while to get back fully. But you know, we've had so many floods here that even though this was a big one, this was a big one, it's still, you know, we knew in this area how to work with that and what needed to be done. And so in a year, we've done very well, very well.
So you're talking about, you said after a year you were doing very well, but what was it like 10 years after the flood in Johnstown?
Let's see, that would have been 85. Of course, Jack was in Washington by then, and I think we were pretty much back to normal. I think we were, because we'd had 10 years to recover, and Jack had gotten all the federal funds coming in and the state funds, and so I think we were pretty much back to normal in 10 years' time.
So you're pretty much back to normal. Mm-hmm. So was there any outstanding concern you had during the flood, like you might have lost somebody you know, or there was risk? Did you have any outstanding concerns during the flood or during the recovery process?
Well, you know, all the businesses were down, and so I think that was the main thing. With us living in Westmont, we didn't get the direct damage, except that Jack owned the Johnstown Car Wash, and it was a minute car wash that it could actually do a car in 1 minute, but it had to have like 35 people on the line. And his idea was he was going to have a group of minute car washes, and then he got involved in politics and never pursued that. I just had two. What your question was, tell me again.
Did you have any outstanding concerns?
At 10 years later, you mean?
Or no, right after.
Well, I think mainly that the businesses got up and got running, so we'd be operating normally. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the worst effect of the flood was on Johnstown?
What was what?
The worst effect of the flood.
Well, of course, the lives, number one. Mm-hmm. And we lost in the 77 flood 74 people, I believe it was. Because we lost a lot more in the 36 flood. And of course, in the 1889 flood, it was 2,000 and so. And the 36 flood, how many did we lose in the 36 flood?
Was it 84?
84 sounds right.
Yeah. 84.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't nearly that many then for the 1977 flood. Yeah. Do you remember how many we lost?
It seems like it was more 84.
Like, you think 84 in the 77 flood? Okay. 1977. Because you know, when you talk about 1977, you have to think we had floods in 18 times, you know, too. Of course, the 84 and the 89 floods but way back before then.
So prior to 1977, did you believe another flood could come?
Well, you know, it was supposed to be the flood-free city. They thought they had conquered that, but this was a downpour of rain in those 6 hours that I talked about, from like 9 to 3 in the morning, that we got 11 inches of rain, steady rain. And the facilities just couldn't cope with it. They just couldn't.
So was there concern over like food or water for the people downtown, do you believe?
Yeah, that was a big concern. They couldn't drink the water. And so that was one of the reasons that Jack went on the radio every day, was telling people, you cannot drink this water, and here's where you can get fresh water. And because we had, that was one of the main things that had to be done, was to get fresh water into the city of Johnstown for people to drink and use for cooking and so forth.
And so how'd you get that fresh water in?
You know, I don't know. Remember now how he did that. I don't remember. I'm sure communities around probably helped considerably with that. And there may have been bottled water that came in, but I just don't remember now.
So, did you ever wonder, like, what you could have done during the flood? Have you ever, like, or, like, what did you help in any way with the recovery effort during the flood?
I didn't go into the city, you know, to do anything. It was mainly support and making phone calls and that type of thing. Yeah.
So, could you tell me a little bit more? I know I've asked this already, but was there any outstanding memory of what Mr. Murtha did to help with the recovery? Like, was there any, like, thing in particular that you think helped more than anything else? Was it meeting with the president?
Well, the main thing was the coordinating of the federal, state, and National Guard. That was the main thing. And you know, knowing what areas badly needed it more than others. And what's the name of the place between here and Indiana? There's a small town.
Dilltown?
Pardon me?
Dilltown?
No, there's a town.
Seward?
Pardon me?
Seward?
No, that's not the one I'm thinking about. But at any rate, they were so hard hit. They were actually wiped out.
Tanneryville.
They were actually wiped out. And so there were areas that people had to, we had to find places for those people to go, you know.
So I think this wraps up the interview, and I'd like to thank you for allowing us to interview you.